Buongiorno, ciao, sono Alex, presente anche quest'oggi come il solito ormai a quest'ora, in questo giorno, sono qui presente per proporvi un po' di musica country West Coast. E iniziamo quest'oggi con un duo vocale statunitense formato da Naomi Judd e Wyonna Judd, rispettivamente madre e figlia, che è stata un'attività tra l'inizio degli anni 80 e l'inizio degli anni 90, tra la fine degli anni 90 e il 2011. In totale le Judds hanno pubblicato una trentina di album, tre album di studio raccolte ed album live. Il duo si è anche aggiudicato per 5 volte il premio Grammy. Tra i loro brani maggior successo figurano Girls Know It Out, Love Is Alive, Have Mercy, Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days, Rocking With the Rhyme in the Rhine, ed è appunto questa Grandpa Tell Me About on the Good Old Days, nonno raccontami dei bei tempi d'oro passati. I nipoti molte volte chiedono ai nonni questo, di magari di ricordargli i tempi passati, e quasi quando glieli racconti non ci credono, perché sembra che siano cose da fantascienza, perché ormai come si viveva, come vivevano i nostri nonni, a noi sembrava inverosimile. E del resto, come vivono i nonni dei ragazzini adesso, come vivevano loro, sembra anche loro inverosimile. Comunque ascoltiamocele, The Judds con questa Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go. Tell me about the good old days. Grandpa, everything is changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past. Then paint me the picture of long ago. Lovers really fall in love to stay. Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say and then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go. About the good old days. Whoa, whoa, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to speak, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I could see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. And so I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I can keep. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold,
when to hold up,
know when to fold,
when
up,
to fold up,
know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Grandissima questa versione di The Gambler, una canzone che è stata scritta dall'autore Don Shields e registrata da uno dei più grandi artisti dell'American Country Music, Kenny Rogers. Questa versione di Blake Shelton ha questo video, ha fatto quasi 22 milioni di visualizzazioni su YouTube nel dicembre 2015, quando è stata appunto è uscita. E nel 1978 questa canzone ha vinto il Grammy Award e nel 79 il CMA Country Song of the Year, la canzone dell'anno, cantata da Kenny Rogers. La versione appunto di Blake Shelton mi piace veramente tanto, perché è arrangiata un po' in maniera diversa. Ebbene, andiamo ad ascoltarci adesso un altro grandissimo che risponde al nome di Hank Williams Jr. Ok, Jr. perché Hank Williams Sr. era anche lui un grandissimo cantante country. E la canzone ci andiamo ad ascoltare da A Country Boy Can Survive, l'album che è una delle sue cose più famose. Ci andiamo ad ascoltare questa Family Tradition, Hank Williams Jr.
I kinda changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family
station. They get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote over and over? Everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just if I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me,
spinning it round and around and around and around.
just wanted you to know. Unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now, they think we're falling in love, they'd never kiss me again.
Could you just... grande Toby Keith con questa sua You Shouldn't Kiss Me Like This. Non dovresti baciarmi così, Toby Keith. È un grande che ci ha lasciato, però ha fatto anche lui tantissime cose buone. E come del resto anche i Shenandoah, che ci vanno a tenere compagnia in chiusura del programma quest'oggi con la loro bellissima Two Dozen Roses, e magari regalandole queste dozzine di rose. Sì, fa magari anche bella figura. Shenandoah, grandissimo gruppo che ci propone questa canzone. Alex vi saluta, vi ringrazia e vi dà appuntamento sempre qui, perché qui trovate la country music. Bye bye.
You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help. Wonder what it might be like if I had two dozen roses and an open bottle of wine. If I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? If I could cry a little harder and get a little less sleep at night. If I had two dozen roses, would it change your mind? Oh, I must have been a fool back then to lose something that you can't have again. All that I know to do and second guess my every move, but I can't help but wonder how it might have been if I had